Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I made a promise to Big Mac, and I delivered on the promise. Not only did I get him a suit from Scorantino Taylor's down in the Red Bank, but also buddies with Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy. And they have a brand new single coming out tomorrow. So he was nice enough to give us a little call earlier today and play the single for us. What did you think of the single, Big Mac?
It was good.
Solid, right?
Yeah, it was a solid.
It's a hit for sure.
I mean, they have a distinct sound, and, yes. And it sounded like a
it was hit an old
Fall
school Fall Out Boy song.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Fall Out Boy's new single comes out tomorrow. And I want to thank Pete and all the guys over at Crush Music for allowing us, Erica and the gang, and Marissa for giving us a little sneak preview of the new song, just like we did with Miley last week. So I'm glad that you guys got to enjoy that earlier today. Obviously, it's all about the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. And whether it's the Eagles or the Cowboys, Evan, having a division rival makes it even sweeter to play a playoff game. And what's amazing is that 4 months ago when we started the season off, all the rhetoric, rightfully so, was that the AFC West was going to be the best division of football, that they might be one of the first divisions. If they were, it would have been the first. Every team in the division is going to get into the playoffs somehow, some way. You had Russell Wilson going to Denver, and then the obvious, right? And it's the NFC East that stands tall, that is guaranteed now to have a team
the NFC
championship game.
Is the first division since realignment in 2022, so there's a 20-year sample size. First time ever three of the four Final Four teams in a conference are from the same division.
The NFC East is the beast again.
It's the beast. It's never happened before, and it's finally happened this year with the Eagles, the Cowboys, and your New York Giants.
And it's awesome. It's awesome. Meaning that you're going to have two teams playing each other for the third time.
Well,
guaranteed now.
It also means that if you win Saturday night, you will spend Sunday, Giant fans, as a Cowboy fan. But if you lose Saturday night, you're going to be anti-Cowboy to the hilt.
Yeah, you're going to want San Francisco to play Philly because they can beat them. And if you win, you want the Dallas Cowboys, not San Francisco.
Exactly.
I'm with you 100% on that. That's very funny. Sunday, our rooting interest changes dramatically.
Oh, dramatically.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also amazing considering 2 years ago, it was the 6-10 Washington, then Redskins, that won the division.
Yep.
I mean, it's in 2 years.
7-9.
They won that last game. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So, are you sure? I thought it was 6-10 and they won the tiebreaker.
7-9.
Okay, 7-9. I'll take your word.
Remember, Philly took Jalen Hurts out.
Right. Yeah. No, I thought they went 6-10 to win a tiebreaker. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
That it was the worst division in football. And 2 years later, they got three out of four. It's crazy.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know about you. I know the players have no care. The regime is totally different. But if you're a diehard Giant fan, as many of you are. You know, we talked about, you know, week 18, what to do, you know, try to prevent Philly from getting the number one seed, all that jazz. And obviously the Giants made the right decision by resting guys, and it paid dividends against Minnesota. I don't think there's any doubt about that now. But if you have been holding that grudge, that 6-10 grudge from 2 years ago with Joe Judge, when Doug Peterson famously pulled Jalen Hurts out of a game against Washington that cost you a playoff berth, this is the payback game.
It's gone, dude.
If you believe in
I disagree.
From a fan standpoint.
Yeah, but you don't think
not Brian Daboll.
No.
Fan standpoint.
No, I'm talking about from a fan standpoint. I think it went away.
I don't think so. I think you never forget.
Yeah, but the fact that you were going to make the playoffs potentially at 6-10 with Joe Judge, one of the worst coaches in your franchise's history, if that happens, you may not get this. Like, you may not get the gift that is Brian
Daboll.
All good,
but you're here now. I think you remember. Watch, Big Mac and Tommy, you're Giant fans. Is there any part of you that is calling back to 2 years ago and saying, this is our chance to rub their noses in what they did to us?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
Tommy.
Absolutely.
That's my guy.
We keep the receipts up here.
Yeah. We keep receipts.
Well, they've charged enough against us not to worry about
exactly.
some random game. You know, I can list off forever on games that they killed us.
Add it to the list, though.
Sorry.
Another log to the fire.
I'm telling you.
Vince Young
point.
Would step in and quarterback the Eagles and beat us in big games.
Yeah.
Jeff Garcia.
This is one of those cases where Lugie, who just unfortunately has died, in the fire, and that's okay. You got to take your L. The hatred for Philadelphia, DeSean Jackson, the Matt Dodge game. Like, those are the things that killed 2008 when you were the best team in the NFL until Plaxico shot himself. Those are 2006, though, the regular season dominance. You haven't won a game at the Link in a decade. Boston Scott. That's what fires you up. That game 2 years ago, while in the moment sucked and was a big deal,
yeah,
dude, it is a forgettable year and somebody a forgettable time in Giants history. It is out the door. The hatred for Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Eagles far exceeds what happened 2 years ago.
I'm not disagreeing that. The hatred far exceeds it.
It's a nothing moment.
There'll be somebody on the Giants that goes, it feels good to get them back for 2 years ago. Maybe Darius Slayton will say it. Maybe Saquon will say it.
Darius Slayton just wants to hold on to a football after what happened at the end of the Minnesota game.
Somebody's going to say, not that it means anything now, just go beat the Eagles and don't worry about it. I remember, the Philadelphia Eagles have never beat a team three times in a season. Have never happened. Now, these teams have played three times in a season, of course. 2007 they did. Maybe 06,
not
too.
2007. 2008, 2006, and 2000. In 1981, the Giants and Eagles played in the playoffs in 81, 2000, 06, and 08.
08, so I'm thinking 08.
And I think the Giants split with Philadelphia in 08, split with them in 06, and swept them in 2000. The Giants beat them all three times, if memory serves correct. And I'm not sure about 1981. It was 2 years before I was born. But the Eagles have never beaten a team three times in a season.
They've never... won the first two games against the team and then played them again in the playoffs.
But whatever. They've never beaten a team three times in a season, and the Giants have never lost to a team three times in a season. The last time they played a team after losing the first two games, the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC divisional round, 2007.
Aha!
What
so
up?
So there you go.
Yeah.
Now, just for the sake of my own brain, and I'm sure you're right, I'm not challenging you, but I do have to check.
You don't have to check.
No. I'm going to check.
06, 2000,
I happen to be right.
About what?
I happen to be right. The Giants played the Cowboys three times in 07.
We're talking about the Eagles.
Well, I didn't say Eagles.
Well, if we played them in the playoffs, we've played them three times because we played them twice in the division.
And so I just met you guys suck.
No one's doubting.
I told you 2007. And you guys are telling me I'm wrong.
Well,
no, I'm not wrong.
We were talking about the Giants and the Eagles playing the playoffs in 08, 06, 2000.
I think I was saying the Giants have never played anybody.
Well, watch this, audience.
Yeah.
Craig,
yeah.
You're right.
Thank you. I thought I was
you
right.
You are so smart.
Well, that's what I'm... No, you can stop right there. I just need one platitude. Yeah, I need two.
Anytime they've ever played a divisional opponent in the playoffs, it's been three times. That's how it works.
Who asked you?
You get the guy a suit and he's doing this thing?
You know what? That suit doesn't have to be made, but it's going to be made.
You know where I think Giant fans also want revenge? They played the Eagles twice this year. The last time they played them was a weird game. They played their third stringer. Sure, they gave them a battle. The game means nothing. They got embarrassed by the Eagles earlier this season. That game week 14, I think. You can fact check me on that. That was a non-competitive, just bloodfest.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the Giants are a different team. They weren't fully healthy. We have to acknowledge that. The Eagles are a different team. They aren't healthy right now. But I think in terms of recency, you think back to the fact that Philadelphia put 48 points up on you.
Sunday, December 11th, 48-22.
And it wasn't even that close. We watched that. I mean,
it was embarrassing. And my recollection of that game was embarrassing.
And you know what?
That was the Giants' worst game of the year.
I totally agree. It's a month ago, and it means nothing.
Jalen Hurts, 2 for 2 touchdowns, had a rushing touchdown as well. How about this? Listen to this. Ready?
Yep.
The Eagles clinched their second straight playoff berth in 5 and 6 years over the fading New York Giants.
And they were fading at the time. Dude, they scored touchdowns on their first three possessions, and they didn't break a sweat. And that was also when the punter, Gillen, dropped and then tried to kick it.
Yeah, dropped
it. It was
your
special teams debacle, and that was right before A.J. Brown pranced into the end zone. I mean, it was a non-competitive.
Only that, the Giants' run defense let Miles Sanders go for a .144 in that game.
Jalen Hurts, too.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts. I mean, it was just a complete debacle.
Boston Scott had a touchdown in that game.
Honestly, it's funny. That game doesn't even bother me. I'm not even concerned with that when I think of the Eagles.
So when you think of their...
You had a feeling that was coming.
Okay, so
the Giants were banged up and injured.
When you think of your dislike for the Philadelphia Eagles,
yes.
The number one team as a Giant fan you hate, not even close.
Yes.
What comes to mind? Is it DeSean Jackson?
No, 2008 and then Jeff Garcia.
Okay.
The two playoff games.
That's fair enough.
And then DeSean Jackson.
Okay.
And Brian Dawkins hurting Ike Hilliard. Because I hated Dawkins.
Yeah, and then just some of the players.
Westbrook.
Yep. Like players like that.
LeSean McCoy killed us. Boston Scott.
By the way, Leonard Williams didn't play in that game either.
I know they were banged up.
For the Giants.
No, they were banged up. I saw it coming. Like, everyone knew it was coming.
Yeah, it's all good.
They're a completely different team now. They made the playoffs anyway. Like, even that game doesn't bother me.
Now you're here.
Now we're here.
Now you're here. And I love the games Brian Daboll's already playing. Well, the Eagles are a really good team. They're a really good team.
They are, though, a really good team. Like, they are a really good team.
I agree.
Evan Neal's got to step up in a game like this because the Eagles have how many guys who have 10 sacks this year? Four guys?
I think it's four.
They sacked like 70 guys this season.
Yeah.
And they did a good job of, for the most part, keeping Daniel Jones clean last week against that pass rush. Like, the Eagles are good. I don't want to minimize what they've accomplished just because of the uncertainty.
You can't minimize the Eagles. The Eagles had a great season.
Like, we've spent a lot of time over 2 days talking about Jalen Hurts and the uncertainty, Lane Johnson. Okay, let's go look at their defense. They've got potentially the best corner duo in the NFL. And by the way, one of their corners is only a Philadelphia Eagle because the Giants, in a rebuild season, made a cost-cutting measure in James Bradberry.
Now, to be fair, that game was out of hand so quickly. You didn't see the real Giants offense. Tyrod Taylor came into that game.
Yeah, but they also had chances down 7-0, 14-0, and 21-0.
Well, it was like 21-0. Like, if you take a look, you know, listen, it was just a bad game all around. A bad game all around. The New York Giants are a better team this Saturday than they were on December 11th. I don't think anyone's going to argue that. Like you said, you went back. Over the last 4 weeks, obviously not counting Week 18, the New York Giants offense with Daniel Jones is among the top offenses in the league.
That's why, to defend you in a way.
Thank you, sir.
You decide to rank quarterbacks.
Yeah.
The question is, well, what are you ranking them from? What they've done in their career, what they've done this season, or what they've done recently? Because the only thing that
it's got to be based on what the expectation is now.
Right.
So you did in September to me, although I appreciate it, it's not all that relevant today.
And that's why the Eagle fan sees that, and I get it. Jalen Hurts was an MVP candidate. I mean, 100%. Legitimately, right up there with Patrick Mahomes until he got hurt. And if anything, the injury showed how valuable he was.
Yes.
So I think the Eagle fan looks prideful at the year Hurts had and said, shut up. Daniel Jones hasn't even been close, and we acknowledge that. But right now in this moment, with Daniel Jones coming off his first playoff victory and the way he's played in the last 4 weeks with every game being huge, starting with Washington, he's playing at this incredibly high level, and Jalen Hurts is a question. So if you're ranking quarterbacks based on recency, you're not nuts. You're not. I don't think you're crazy to say that.
I don't think I'm crazy at all.
If you're doing it based on the totality of this season, of course Jalen Hurts had a better
year. That's not what I'm doing right now in the moment. And listen, it's a little fun also putting the Giant quarterback just ahead of the Eagle quarterback. I'm not going to lie about that. But it ain't crazy. It's handsome. I'll take that. I am handsome, but I ain't crazy.
Are you handsome?
I think I have a look for certain people.
Those who like Vin Diesel and Bill Goldberg as if they had a love child. You're right.
No, it's more like, you know, Vin Diesel 20 years after he retires from making Fast and the Furious 93. You know, The Rock when things go south for him.
The Rock.
Robert Sala 2 years from now. This is not a look for everybody, but it works for me. That's all. That's all I can say.
You know who else is going to think about something from that game? I'm thinking back to that Giant Eagle game. Julian Love. going for the pick. I think it was on Devontae, or was
it? Yes, it was on Devontae.
Was it on Devontae?
Yes, it was.
Goes for the pick, misses him. He ends up in the end zone for a touchdown.
That's right.
So when you think of what Giant players are thinking about as they look at revenge against the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm sure each individual has a moment from that first game, which was an ass kicking, in which they say, I got to get back.
An absolute ass kicking, which I think sets the Giants up even better. I'd rather come into this game having gotten my ass kicked than having blown them out. I know that seems like it doesn't make sense or it's counterintuitive. I think it makes all the sense in the
world.
Do
you think the last game matters at all?
I don't. The only thing that matters...
They were competitive from this standpoint, with nobody.
Here's where it matters. Brian Daboll, not that you have to convince pros it's not college kids, but Brian Daboll going, the backups gave these guys all they wanted.
Right.
And they haven't played since. So why would our starters not be able to hang with them? We weren't ready to go a month ago. Right. They had our number. We accept that. We're a different team now.
Right.
We've experienced clutch wins to get in and to advance.
That's the message, right? It's simplistic. Remember last week when there were so many Giant fans cocky or confident about beating the Vikings and they turned out right? And we were trying to examine where does it come from. And my point to you was they looked at the regular season game they played 3 weeks earlier and said it's simple. If we clean up the turnovers and the special teams mistakes, we win. We came a 61-yard field goal away from at least going to overtime, and yet those mistakes occurred.
That's right.
Well, think about what the Giants did on Sunday. They cleaned up those mistakes, and they won.
That's right.
So that attitude the Giant fans had
and
turned out to be...
the most points they've scored in the game all year.
Right. It turned out to be spot on.
Yep.
Don't turn the ball over. Don't make a special teams mistake. This time we win. And guess what? They did.
Reminds you, I know you're going to hate this, it reminds me a lot of a Saturday night a decade ago. Tom Coughlin said, you're playing everybody? We're playing everybody. And we got the feeling, although we lost, that we could hang.
Wait, wait,
and
hold on, hold on.
Served
let me get this
them
straight.
Well.
Let me get this straight.
A month later.
Let me get this straight. First of all, it was more than a decade ago. It was 15 years ago. You're telling me.
Go ahead.
You think.
Yep.
Because maybe you're not crazy. I'm thinking about this out loud.
Go ahead.
That the Giants keeping it close against the Eagles with third stringers.
Uh-huh.
Will somehow lead in a similar way to Giants-Patriots in the Super
right.
Bowl.
Saturday night.
Into this game on Saturday
yes,
night.
Yes, I do.
Like the way they battled with third stringers, with Kenny Golladay making touchdown catches.
That's right.
Will somehow lead like a carbon copy of Giants-Patriots.
I think it's the same exact thing. Okay. Obviously, there are differences, but at the heart of it, you learn that you could hang with them.
You just said,
you
by the way.
You damn near beat the Patriots, and that served the Giants well a month later.
By the way, just so the audience understands, he just said, it's the exact same thing with some differences.
Yes, that's right. It's the exact same thing with a couple differences. But at its heart, it's a twin. It's the exact same thing. I know I can hang with this team. They don't scare me. I'm not worried about 48-22. I know that my third stringers damn near beat these guys with a quarterback who had never even thrown a pass before. Where's that Vaughn at Eagle defense? I had Davis Webb on the field. He looked pretty damn good, especially late. So my message is, we are good enough to be on this field with them. Let's take it to them, men. Matter of fact, I heard a rumor that Tom Coughlin's addressing the team before the game.
I think you should address the team before the game.
Yeah, that's really not my sweet spot.
No, I think you got it.
That's not my sweet spot. Yeah.
That's not your sweet spot?
No.
Pumping up 25-year-old men?
That's right. Well, yeah, that's in my private life, that's my sweet spot, especially at Russian bathhouses. But in a football arena, I know what I'm good at, what I'm not good at. Yeah, I'd be good on the sideline. I wouldn't be good in the locker room, although I have done it. Like when I have to give the pregame speech when we used to play the Mikey Nichols hockey tournament.
Right.
I was captain of one team. I had to give the pregame speech, and I got them all riled up. But this is a different animal, and I'm going to stay where I belong on the sideline. I'm going to let real men go in there and give the speech that motivates 53 young men, average age 28. That's not my gig. Yeah, now you want to talk about a great place to eat dinner? I'm your guy. You want to talk about where to celebrate or what the post-game buffet should be? I'm your guy. But I ain't doing that. They'd be like, yo, man, stop talking. And I tell you why I know this, because years ago, I was asked to coach the Fordham, like, preseason purple and garnet game, whatever they called it, right? When, I forget his name. And I had to give the team, huddle up, man, huddle up. I wouldn't that good.
It didn't go well.
I was a great coach. Like, we won the game. We beat Boomer's team, and I beat Boomer in a free throw contest because I'm like that. I'm him when it comes to free throws. But the speech giving, nah.
I'm surprised. I actually thought you'd be really good at that.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
So did I.
I didn't see that coming.
And I felt like they weren't listening. Yeah. So I just yelled at them on the sideline during the game.
I figure I would just...
What are you doing?
I figured I would imitate the president from Independence Day, and that would be my speech. And I don't think that would go well.
What ice cream did I get today? Chocolate chip. Oh, a little change.
You're going to chow down on more ice cream?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you.
You know why?
You're trying to grow a fifth chin, I see.
By the way, I can't stop losing weight. I don't know how I do it.
Okay.
But I'm down to a 207 today. I got 7 pounds to go. And it's the ice cream diet.
Yeah, everybody watches on SNY and watch you just destroy ice creams on a daily basis.
We're on SNY right now. You're going to see me do what I do. I eat ice cream all day, every day.
Nice.
And the weight just, it's falling off me.
It's like magic.
It's allergic to being on my bones.
Hmm.
I got 7 pounds to go.
At least you got self-confidence and you could talk yourself into being skinny. I appreciate
that. I'm looking at myself
in
the camera right now. Only 2.5 chins, 1.5 chins to go. I'm well on my way to handsomeness. That's right. I am wearing sweats today, too. I gave up. I completely gave up this morning. I was like, ugh, just throw the sweatpants
and
on.
And look at me. I dressed up. I'm
so
getting
tired.
A lot of compliments for wearing a button-down today.
You look like you're a Los Angeles gangster. You're fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Look like you're selling kilos of H on the streets of Los Angeles.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I look sexy, man. Wear a button down. I look comfortable.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's sloppy.
What is sloppy about
it? It's too big on you.
It's
too big on you.
Yeah,
it's
swimming on you.
I wear big clothes.
Because I know. You want to be comfortable.
It's embarrassing.
Then you want to know why you look sloppy.
You make a lot of money. You're very successful. You got a beautiful family. You walk out of the house looking like a clown.
First of all, not sure how you define a lot. Second of all, I think I look good. I got a compliment from both of our bosses. They said, are you going for a job interview?
Oh,
I said, do I need to?
To join a gang?
I think I've set the
bar.
I think the problem is I'm
wearing a shirt that's three times too big.
I think the problem is I've set the bar so low with what I wear that me just putting on a button down makes it look as if I'm.
Or you putting on a shirt that doesn't have a team logo on it is dressing up for you.
Yeah.
Like, just out of curiosity.
Sure.
And I have seen you dress nice. Like when we did the Pete Alonso charity event, you had it look like you had loafers on.
Dude, I dressed up. You were the one who I was surprised at.
Listen, I'm a jean and a hoodie guy. That's what I do.
You know, I respect that, but I came to play, as you know.
By the way, I thought you represented well.
Thank you.
But I was thinking about you just a moment ago and your dress.
Yes.
Like 30 seconds ago, I thought about you.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, God forbid you had to go to a funeral or a wedding.
I've got it. No.
What do you wear?
About 3 years ago, I went on MLB Network. And I was like, oh, they invited me on. I appreciate this. I'm going to dress up.
You should be on MLB Network.
Okay. Well, I went on, pissed off Alex Cora that day.
I'll set you up. Do you want to get on that network frequently?
I'm good. They don't have enough. Yeah, they don't have enough money right now. It's not
wow.
No, I was doing middays. It was a different world.
They have enough money.
They don't. Not for me. I was doing middays. I had free time. No, I was doing middays. I had free time.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? This is a good opportunity to get some nice clothes. So you can go Google it. I'm sure the episode exists. That's when Alex Cora got pissed off at me because I actually called David Price a choker and he was not happy. Whatever. Doesn't matter. And I cleaned up good, man.
Yeah.
I had a jacket on, little American flag lapel like I was running for
like
office.
Like a blazer?
You damn right I did.
Tie?
So, the whole thing. I got it in my closet when it's needed. The problem is, not a problem.
It doesn't fit.
It's not needed.
It also doesn't fit.
No, I weigh the same amount.
Yeah, okay, Billy. Sure you do.
At least I hope I weigh the same amount.
When's the last time you put it on?
About a year ago. I went to a nice event.
It doesn't fit.
A year ago I put weight on?
What kind of event did you go to without me with a jacket and tie on?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You just don't want to tell me. You got invited somewhere that I didn't get invited to. And you went.
Does that bother you?
Benedict Arnold. You're like B.A. Baracus. See what goes on there? All of a sudden, Afternoon Evan gets to go to events, gets paid to go places.
I was not paid.
I don't even know about it until after the fact.
It was a function.
Like I'm some kind of Shem sitting here. I go,
it was a charity event. And I dressed nicely. That's all.
Oh, you didn't dress up for Take Me Out to the Ballgame, did you?
No, I was not. I dressed up, but not with that. I dress nicely, but I didn't wear the jacket. No.
All right, well, good for you.
So I've got clothes when I need to. The problem is I don't need it. Like, when the hell do I need it?
You ever check for moths in that closet?
I mean, it's been a while, I admit.
Yeah, you might want to check for that. That's no joke. Like, we got moths. They eat right through that. They don't care. They're like, oh, what is this, real Corinthian leather? I'm going to eat it. Yeah, they don't care what it is. Yeah, you ever wear a Corinthian leather suit?
I don't think so, no.
No? You ever have a ball gag in your mouth?
Only once. We don't talk about that.
Fair enough, fair enough. Evan's all medieval. Break or no break? Keep going, you tell me. I don't think we're due for a break yet, but if you want me to break, we will. All right, more of your calls coming up. Eagles, Giants, of course. I mean, you know what's going to be great about this week? It's every day this week. Every day this week is about getting ready and getting closer to Eagles and Giants. Like, nothing else really matters in the world, you know, other than famine and war, of course. Like, I'm not even worried about Biden hiding secret documents in seven different houses.
Oh, come on. You're not enthralled by that?
I was on Monday yesterday.
You're bored already?
Yeah, but I'm bored with it.
I want to see what else they find in his beautiful car.
I mean, who knows? They might find love children there. What do I know? Well, it was in my garage.
We do keep it locked, though.
Yeah, and he was so, I will say this, there was an aspect of my Corvette, like that
dude,
was so bougie
I
and
thought
like
that was
better
very,
than the rest of us.
I gotta tell you, when I saw the president say that, I thought of Francesa, like, in my Corvette, I have a Corvette,
yeah,
you
like,
do not
great,
have,
you
a,
have
Corvette.
A Corvette, good for you, buddy.
I took that, yes.
Yeah, that's, I was just like, a little, yes. Like, it was kind of like, all right,
you
want
to remind you, I've got a Corvette. You know who doesn't have a Corvette? You.
You're a wealthy man. You have a Corvette in a locked garage with, the codes for nuclear war. I think
inflation
that's fantastic.
Doesn't affect my Corvette.
That's right.
Okay, that's your problem.
And I'll tell you this. It's an ugly shade of green, Billy. If you get an old school Corvette like that, black or red, let's do it right. That's just my take.
I see Jaguars in that color all the time.
By the way, and can we all agree on something? Can we stop this bougie Jaguar? It's a Jaguar.
I agree.
All right? It ain't a Jaguar. I don't care how they want us to pronounce it. It's a Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Jaguar. Got it? Are we in agreement on that?
Agreed.
I see these bougie people on TV. Would you like to drive a Jaguar? Not the way you pronounce it, no.
Who do you think is going to win this weekend? The Chiefs or the Jaguars? I think Jaguars have a real shot.
Ugh. Oh, it pisses me off, Jaguars. Jag this, is what I say. I will tell you what, though. That Shaka Khan, the owner of the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm. Shad Khan.
That dude, Shaka Khan, right?
Shad Khan.
That dude threw the fire. Has a badass mustache.
He's got a badass mustache.
That is a full-on life commitment to ugly. And I appreciate and respect that
when you're
a great deal.
When you're a billionaire and he's proving it, it doesn't matter how ugly you are.
I like that guy a lot. Isn't his son the head of AEW?
He's the head of AEW.
Tony Khan.
Buying WWE,
Shaka Khan, right?
Which would
Chad
be something
Khan.
Else. Can
but
you
there's
imagine?
Another Khan family also not related.
Yeah, Nick Khan, who basically runs WWE, essentially.
Yeah,
not,
so
Vince
it's funny,
runs
like,
it,
the two guys that run the competing wrestling things are both last name Khan, but not related.
There's
not
also
related.
A famous actor named James Khan. I'm not sure if you've heard
spelled
of him.
Spelled differently. That's C-A-A-N. May he rest in peace. He passed away.
He died?
Thus, may he rest in peace, yes.
Yeah, but sometimes you say that, and the guy's not dead. So
no,
I have to.
I got right, because I'm a big fan of Jimmy Khan.
James Khan passed away.
He was the guy. And in Godfather, he legitimately beat the crap out of that dude because that guy was a bad guy. True story. Mm. Like, you know the scene where he's got the garbage can, he's just beating him down with it?
In the original Godfather?
There was no remake of the Godfather.
No, but there was a Godfather 1, Godfather 2, and a horrendous Godfather 3.
You call it 1 and 2. And nobody watches 3 because it was embarrassing.
Money
grab.
The more you rip Godfather 3,
yeah.
The more intrigued I am about watching
it. Yeah, you should go see it.
I think I should.
But it's not good.
First off, and for the last time, hopefully on this show,
mm-hmm.
At no point is it conceivable that Andy Garcia's character is going to fall for that train wreck because they're all gnocchis together. He's the guy. He's the heir apparent to the Corleone dynasty.
You know, I haven't seen it yet.
He's not
going to
fall in love with
her. Don't spoil the movie. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm going to spoil this one.
Can you give me a little bit of
Zaza? Joey Zaza's got to take one right ahead. He's got to. He's a bad guy.
Isn't that Francis Ford Coppola's daughter, the actress?
Sophia Coppola.
Yeah.
Yes. Ugly. Sorry, I had a cough there. I apologize.
Nice.
Andy Garcia is hot to trot. He's a badass. He's not going to fall in love with Sofia Coppola because they're all gnocchis together in the back of a restaurant. I'm sorry. It didn't make any sense. Sorry. The remake. There's 1 and 2.
I didn't say remake.
You
I said we're talking
original.
About the original. The original means the first movie.
There's
then
one,
you've got the sequel. Then you've got these
two. Yeah. And that's it.
The original, 2, and 3.
No, it's not called the original. It's called 1 or 2.
It's called Godfather.
1 or two.
When you see it, it's The Godfather. Yes. Not Godfather 1.
But no one,
one
goes, oh, yeah. I'm going to go watch the original.
Well, the original means...
I'm going to watch one or I'm going to watch two. That's it.
I disagree with that, too.
You can have That's my fine. Answer now, Senator Cleary. I appreciate you paying for the license. Oh, that play right there. And then they set him up with the dead hooker, and he does pay the license.
Hey, by the way, you're supposed to rap today. Are you ready to do it?
No, I didn't write it yet.
You promised us yesterday that by 5 o'clock...
Promises, schmamises. I'll get it done this week.
Oh, now it's this week?
Yeah, when I think about it.
You said you were going to do a freestyle or write it down like Keith McPherson
did. Nobody else does freestyles around here, so I'll write it down like everybody else.
Keith wrote it down and did a rap. Yeah, okay. You promised to do it today by 5 o'clock.
I never said that. I never said that. I never promised by 5. I said I'll probably do it if I get to it.
You said yesterday, tomorrow at 5,
all right,
I'm going to rap for you.
Here's my promise. I'll make you a promise.
Yeah?
Tomorrow by 5.
Tomorrow by 5?
Yeah.
Is that a promise?
I'm now officially promising I will drop you a couple bars tomorrow at 5.
Couple of bars? I want it to be as long as Keith's.
All right. Listen, I want. All right, Veruca Salt, you'll get it when I give it to you.
Oh, wow.
Please, Daddy, may I have the golden egg now, Daddy?
So you're conceding that
you'll
Keith McPherson did a much better rap than anything that you can give us?
Well, what?
Match him in length.
I thought Keith dropped it really nice.
I thought it was great.
I thought he did a great job. I'm just a little bit better.
Well, prove it.
I'm going to.
And by doing
five.
A couple of bars couple doesn't of bars. Necessarily prove it. You got to match him in length. Match him in length. And then we'll have a conversation.
First off, listen, I tie mine down to the knee. All right? I ain't matching no body length because I'm special. Number two, if you're talking about the rap, I will bring it and you'll be pleased with the length of my rap.
Okay.
All right?
That's what I meant.
On the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos.
Yeah. AM to the PM and the KM, whatever it was. I got you, Keith. I thought Keith did a really good job. I really did.
I did too.
I thought it was awesome. No, I'm going to have to just do it a little bit better. Well, I don't know what you want me to tell you, but I'm going to do my best.
Keith's excited, big Cowboy fan. Got to come on after a Cowboy win last night. I'm sure he was pumped up.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Did we have the game last night here on the Fan?
We did. We had Monday Night Football right here on the Fan. Tonight, we got a Brooklyn Nets game. Nets Spurs.
There goes the audience.
Taking shots at my team.
All right, listen. By the way, chocolate chip. Not bad, Haagen-Dazs. Made up word, by the way. I told you that, right?
Yeah, you explained that to me.
Yeah, Haagen-Dazs is an invented word. He wanted to make it sound like it was Swedish.
What's Baskin-Robbins, then?
Named after the two guys that founded the ice cream.
Oh, a guy named Baskin and a guy named Robbins?
Yes. Okay. Do you remember, you know how many flavors they had originally?
How many?
Come on, man. Do you know anything about American food history?
I know that I would go to Baskin-Robbins
31.
And order ice cream and
they
eat it.
31 flavors. Okay. A flavor for every day of the month. They have 31 flavors.
Well, not all months. Some
now months. They have more, but originally we have 31 flavors.
That was my go-to as a kid.
And
we
their
the
go-to
Baskin Robbins.
Is mint chocolate chip.
That's my go-to. Yeah.
Of course
it is. I'm a big mint chip guy.
Yeah. Baskin Robbins was famous for the mint chocolate chip. Carvel was famous for the saucers and the brown bonnet.
Which one did you go to mostly as a kid?
Baskin Robbins.
You were Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, we had them close both in New Rochelle. There was a Baskin Robbins on North Avenue. And then a shopping center behind it.
Right.
There was a Friendly's where I had my first job outside of my paper route. And there was a Carvel right next to Donut World. So we'd go brown bonnet, a little vanilla soft serving the brown. You know, like the magic shell? That's what the brown
Can
bonnet was.
Can you name
was.
The 31 flavors from Hot Dog?
No.
Baskin
no
Robbins?
No shot. No. Mint chocolate chip was the best because they did it like, you know, like when you get shaved ice?
Mm-hmm.
The chips in the mint chocolate chip were like shaved chips.
No,
that's what set them apart.
It's tremendous.
They didn't have big chips. They had little chips.
Sometimes I like big chips, though.
I've heard that about you. You know, the guys I met last night told me about that.
It's call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Harton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Is this going to be a tough week for you as a Giant fan getting to Saturday?
Yes.
Like, the week will drag. For, if you're a diehard Giant fan, like, oh, my God, it's only Tuesday, right?
Correct, 100%.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
The fact that it's a day earlier has got to help, though.
It helps a little
bit. Yeah, but no, getting to it. You certainly get through the whole week.
Yeah.
And while this isn't a real job to most people,
right,
it's your job, it's my job, like... The way I always plan it is, when I wake up, I'm already a day ahead. Like, I know what I got to do Tuesday, so the way I process it is, all right, it's already Wednesday. And then tomorrow when I wake up, we got to Thursday. Right? That's how I kind of do it.
Right.
If I were you, I would take Friday off, of course.
That's a good idea. I think you should
take Friday off and just get all pumped up. Are you having people over the house on Saturday?
I doubt it, no.
You just going to be you and the boys?
Probably.
Oh, come on. It's so depressing.
I'm intense.
Big Mac's got it
what
right.
What does that mean? I'm intense.
You create issues when you have other people over. Like, it just...
Not if they're Giant fans.
Yeah, even if they're Giant fans.
Even if they are.
Because
you guys are very uniquely similar, you and Evan, in that you guys don't like watching games with other people.
I don't.
I pace and things like that. I don't sit down much, and it's just, I don't want to look like a weirdo.
So, like, this is obviously not going to happen, but if I came over to your house,
yes,
I'm not going to enjoy the game with you.
You can, but you'll just be like, why aren't you sitting down?
you won't enjoy it.
Yankee games are even worse. But
if your wife makes a nice spread, I'll enjoy it.
No, absolutely.
You get your father-in-law in the kitchen, I'll enjoy it.
I'll have my things. I have my drinks ready to go, my food ready to go and everything. But
stuffed blue cheese olives?
Nah, I can't go martini.
I got to keep my wits about me on some level.
Me and Big Mac are eerily similar when it comes to the way we act.
I will drink and have a couple drinks.
Why do you have to keep your wits about you? You're not playing?
No, but because I don't know. I want to remember it. I got to talk about it on some level. I can't have too many martinis. Martinis are a slippery slope.
Got it.
You have two martinis, they feel like, oh, that went down easy.
Yeah,
I'll have a third, and then before you know it, I'm waking up and there's 10 minutes left in the game. I don't know.
Oh, it's like that. Got it. Tommy's got no problem throwing back bougie stuff.
There's a lot of negativity towards having too many people around you for a big game.
I disagree. The more the merrier. I want it to be a party.
No offense. This is why I kind of look at you like, you don't care as much as we care.
That's not true at all.
Of course,
I mean, I'm not a Giants
true.
Fan. That's
no,
true.
No, but you don't care as much as we care. Big Mac, am I right about that?
It seems that way.
Yeah, it seems that
I'd
way.
I'd rather have a house full of people enjoying the big game than be watching it by myself.
Because, again, and I mean this in the sweetest way I possibly can.
I'm not taking it that way, but that's fine.
You don't care.
Stop doing that.
Jeez. You don't care as much as we care. Like, if your team loses...
No, I just like to have more fun watching a game than you guys do.
And then he just hit the other point, and sorry to interrupt you, but if this is a heartbreaking loss...
Exactly.
The last thing I want is all people around me.
Oh, it'd be even better.
Then I'm rude. I'm flat out rude.
Craig, if your team loses...
And not cry by yourself?
Not cry, but I go into a dark place, yes.
If your team loses a brutal game, you're okay. You'll keep the party going.
Wouldn't you rather experience that with other fans?
Nope. When my team loses, and this is where Big Mac and I are very similar, I want to be alone in my own misery.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I want to get a quesadilla and have another drink.
You're nuts. I want to go up into my bedroom, turn the lights off, and just decompress for a minute.
Matter of fact, I may cater the whole weekend now. Call Eric at Talercio's, tell him, I don't want anything fried, but I want some good mortadella and prosciutto on a nice semolina roll. Let's get going.
And you mentioned something about Saturday, too. If they win, it makes the weekend great. Sunday's awesome. If they lose,
you get over it.
It hurts Sunday.
No. Watching it is painful.
Go for
it
hurts a walk. Sunday. You get some fire.
If they lose Saturday
the kids,
night, it hurts Sunday.
I'll never forget when the Jets played the Colts in the AFC title game. I was in the building. We lost the game. I flew out of that stadium as fast as I can, went back to my hotel room, and I barely could watch Minnesota against New Orleans. Joe, on the other hand, and I respect him, and I know Joe cares, he went to Marino's. That's right. A restaurant called Dan Marino's and hung out.
And I'm like,
well, they have the,
how could you possibly do that?
They have the meatballs
after
and martinis.
Losing an AFC championship game. But for him, and I respect it, he wanted to be around other people. I wanted to cry myself to sleep.
Ugh. It's so depressing.
It is depressing. I agree.
Like it's, I agree. I don't get that at all. I appreciate it. I that's yeah. your lives. But man, I mean, have a drink regular, and get over it.
Regular season game, great. Let's bring on the party.
I'm going to have a house full of people. I can't wait.
I can't do that.
I don't know what house it's going to be, but it's,
not mine and not Big Mac's.
A couple of people, and they got to be really like good friends or family.
So because they know you're going to go in a dark place, and they've seen it before, so they know what to expect.
Yes.
By the way, I'm sorry, I got to correct myself. It wasn't Dan Marino's. It was Shula's.
Shula's Steakhouse.
Shula's.
Yeah.
That, which, again,
overrated steakhouse.
Shula, guy who's tortured the Jets in their history, you're hanging out in that guy's restaurant after you lose an AFC championship game?
I mean, it wasn't really his restaurant.
I'm out. Like, I am out.
I mean, you're one of those guys, like, if you're a Jet fan, you can't go to Shula's Steakhouse.
No, no, I can't go to Shula's seconds after losing the AFC championship game.
I mean,
no.
He lent his name to the place. He either liked the steak, he owned, it's overrated for my liking.
Craig, you're sitting in a restaurant in which you see pictures of Don Shula.
Yes.
That would make me vomit.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally,
Lord,
I would not be able to eat my steak.
Like, at the end of the day, get over it.
No.
Have a nice filet, have a couple cocktails, and let's move on. A little tuna tartare and a cracker.
Hey, Big Mac.
Yes?
After the Giants lost the playoff game, would you go out to dinner to David Ortiz's Grill and just hang out and eat? Would that make you feel better?
You mean the Yankees. You said Giants.
No,
said Giants.
I agree. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I got it.
Craig, it doesn't.
I could lose at hopscotch. I'm not going to David Ortiz's.
Exactly.
What if he makes the best, I don't know, whatever.
Nothing.
Lamb chops.
No.
You don't want to, and you love the lamb chops.
No. I'm not going to David Ortiz's restaurant. Why would I go to David Ortiz's restaurant?
If
why
you
would
like the lamb chops, you're going there.
Dustin Pedroia's, seafood buffet. I'm not doing it.
Do you want to go to the seafood good?
No, I don't care.
Deshaun Jackson just opened up a restaurant. Right, you want to hang out there? Yeah.
I mean, if
it's probably
called
punt returns. I'm not going there.
If he's got good grub, I'm in. Oh, I'm not going to support
Craig,
these
guys. Craig, and I respect you. It's the difference between Big Mac and I and you. You don't care as much.
By the way, you just don't,
and that's okay.
And by the way, your partner who wrote that stupid book about rules.
It's a great book.
Yeah, but it's not. And he doesn't live by it. And you know why he doesn't live by it?
Why is that?
Because the first chance he had to make a couple bucks on Anthony's Cold Stone Fire Pizza, owned by Dan Marino, he said, I'm in. And he raved about Anthony's for years on The Fan, knowing that Dan Marino owned it. And how do I know Dan Marino owned it? He asked me and Boomer to invest in it on a private jet where he thought that Al Dukes had autism.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
There's so much in that story, right?
True story, by the way.
Well, first
of all, on every level.
Did you invest in it?
No, I did not.
Did Boomer invest in
it? No, he did not.
Huh.
Nope.
And did you ever explain that Al did not have that?
We did. And Danny has a kid, a son, I think, who does have it. So he was sensitive to it.
Oh, okay.
And I'll never forget, we're on a private jet flying back from Jets Miami, Monday night game, and Dan was very sensitive because he does have a special needs child.
Right.
And he, Al had fallen asleep, and Dan comes up to me and Boom in the back of this plane. And he goes, listen, I think it's wonderful what you guys are doing for him. And we're like, respectfully, like, what are you talking about? Right. He goes, the fact that you would hire a special needs producer is awesome. And we're like, with all due respect, Danny, he's not special needs. He's just quirky.
Right.
And there's this really awkward moment.
What did he say?
Yeah, like it was an uncomfortable moment.
Right.
And we got past and moved on, but it was like, he was so touched by the fact that we would do, like we were so sensitive.
Right.
To adults with special needs. And that's what he thought out. He thought Al was an adult with special needs. Yeah, true story.
I believe you.
And then he tried to get us to invest in Anthony's Cold Stone Fire Pizza.
Anthony's Coal Fire
Whatever
Pizza.
Whatever that was.
Is that
and
still
he had
around?
A whole prospectus, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
I don't know how well it does now, but 15 years ago, it had like a good 3 or 4 year run. It was pretty hot to trot.
Hmm.
Yeah. And your boy had there with his hand out.
Well, listen, man.
All of a sudden, the rules don't apply when Dan Marino's paying you. Yeah, so I don't hear about that book of the rules.
Like a famous scholar you may have heard of named Ted DiBiase once said, everybody has a price.
I agree. His was pizza. By the way, I do want to acknowledge that today would have been Muhammad Ali's 81st birthday. So on the heels, of course, of MLK Day and the importance that Muhammad Ali, the role he played in civil rights movement, and the juxtaposition of sports in this country and how he transcended it in many, many positive ways. An acknowledgement to the Ali family. Happy birthday to Muhammad Ali, who, of
the
course,
greatest.
Passed away a number of years ago. Alan is in Manhattan on the Fan. Alan, how are you?
Hey, guys. I love the show. I just want to tell you that when you're on hold for 3 days and two nights, new things come into your mind.
I apologize for that. That's Evan's fault.
First off,
sorry.
Sonny hit Carlo with the garbage can. Yes. There was a Wrangle beer truck in the back, and the best cheesesteak and pizza in Philly is hands down Angelo's on Fitzwater at night.
I like Angelo's too. It's solid. They've come a long way with the pizza. I can't deny it. You're right.
Oh, it's great. Any case, I've been to 4 Giant Eagle games in Philly. I was at the Giant Cowboy quarterfinal win, last game at Texas Stadium, all 5 Super Bowls. There is no animal like a Philadelphia Eagle fan.
It's
100 times worse than you're saying. And I was at the one game, I think it was 2001 after 9/11. They canceled that weekend and they pushed it to the back of the season. So it was the game, I think, before the end of the season, the Lambeuth special. They gave up the lead like with 20 seconds left, and they started doing the hook and ladder. And Ron Dixon almost made it but didn't. We lost. Drove home after the game. My friend had New York license plates, and the stuff that they poured on his window is the stuff that comes out of your body.
So, when is the last Giant Eagle game you've been to?
10 years ago.
All right. I mean, it's close enough.
No, it's close. I would say this.
2001,
those are different animals. 20 years ago.
If you want to talk about the likelihood that the majority of people have probably had no problems, I'll accept that. But enough people have.
I'm not.
And it's, I want to be clear. I respect you going to Phillies games, and you've been to Sixers games down there. I have total respect
for
that.
The Eagles are a different animal.
The Eagles are a different animal.
I acknowledge that.
Especially a nighttime game.
All I'm saying to you is that the Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field on Saturday night, with the way the prices are, with the fact they won a championship a few years ago, is different than 20 years ago. Can you acknowledge that? It's not the same. It's not the vet. It's not.
It's pretty similar.
I'm not saying it's nothing, okay? It's still something. It's not like going to Minnesota. It's not like going to San Diego, even though I don't have a team anymore. But it ain't the same. I'm looking at these prices to get in, and half the building is on the ticket resale market right now. It's like $1,200 to sit
downstairs.
Yeah,
because it's a money grab.
And I get it. And who's buying
those
tickets?
Like I told you, a buddy of mine sees a ticket holder to the Eagles, long time, right? He sold his tickets to every game but one this year. Season's paid for. And he could now triple what he made on this game alone.
Well, Craig, that's all proving my point. Who do you think is in that building on Saturday?
I'm not sure how many people are buying those tickets, so I think the Eagle fans are going to wind up going.
I think there will be Eagle fans there, obviously. There'll be crazies there, obviously. But I think what's different from today and 20 years ago is there's a lot more hooty-tooty, this is the place to be people in that building.
Yeah.
It's a different clientele than what we're used to.
A lot of people, first of all, are concerned the way that you and Big Mac don't recognize that this is a game. That is no reason to go into a dark place or take a baseball bat to a tree or go into a deep depression.
First of all, I've only taken a baseball bat to the tree twice, all right?
Yeah.
It hasn't happened that often.
Okay. All right. And
wait, why? Why isn't this a game to go into a dark
because
corner of your house?
Because at the end of the day,
hour?
Mickey Mantle doesn't pay your mortgage.
Well, then there's no game. Then the point is there are no games.
No, no. You can still enjoy it and be emotional about it. But going into a tailspin where you need a couple hours to recover and you can't be near other people, I'm sorry, guys. It's crazy
talk.
And
that's why I don't invite you over, so you don't have to see that part of me.
And that's why I'm not coming over. Unless your father-in-law's cooking, then I'll definitely consider it. Arancini is very good.
Say, Big Mac, everyone's got a price.
He's got famous rice balls.
Cooking.
The man makes a rice ball worth eating, from what I've been told.
So your price ball.
He puts peas in there, doesn't he?
So your price, where you will sell yourself, is eating a big old rice ball.
Well, listen.
I respect it.
If you don't put peas in your rice balls, don't talk to me. I'm sorry. Huh?
You need peas, I agree.
You gotta have peas. Yeah, it's a Sicilian thing. If you don't have peas in the rice balls, they're not rice balls. They're just risotto balls. I don't know what else to tell you. And I know that his father-in-law puts little peas in the rice balls. By the way, I have posted a photograph of you in a suit on the MLB set.
You got that already?
My buddy Barry sent it to me.
How the hell did he have it?
And don't worry how I get things.
So how do I look? It's a correct picture.
But
it's
here's
me
the problem.
Sitting next to you.
Your
posture
is embarrassing.
No, I get that.
I mean, can you sit up like an adult, please? I'm representing this show.
I apologize.
I mean, you look.
When I was on, I wasn't representing this show. It was like 3 years ago.
Whatever.
Okay.
You're representing yourself.
I was representing a midday show.
You'll slouch back. Come on.
Okay.
What are you doing?
What do you want from me?
I want you to sit up.
You're yelling at a picture from 4 years
ago. By the way, you acknowledged when we started the show more than 2 years ago, one of the criticisms of you in that big red chair was that your posture sucked.
My posture is an issue.
Yeah.
I admit that.
Yep.
So stop kind of moving the goalposts. How do you think I look? I'm wearing a suit and tie.
Now I got to go find it.
I'm wearing a beautiful red tie. I've got a nice jacket. I think I look very sexy, to be honest with you.
First of all, let me see if I can figure out who the hell you're next to. Never see that guy in my life.
He's a former general manager.
Bruce Bochy.
Bruce Bochy's a manager.
By the way, solid suit, good tie.
Oh.
Posture, horrendous.
Well, stop talking about the posture.
Yeah,
we're not talking
the
about the posture.
Well, it ruins the
I
suit.
Get it. My posture was terrible.
By the way, I think you should be hosting a show on MLB Network.
They don't have enough money, Craig. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
No, they do.
They don't.
Trust me.
Okay. I love you, and I respect
your
work
you
ethic. No, I respect your work ethic. I got one job right now.
All right.
And that's it.
You technically have two jobs, Ev.
What's my second job?
You host the very popular Rico Bronya podcast
four times a week. And you get paid nothing for that.
Correct. No, I get paid based on advertisements.
How about I get you, I don't know, you do a half-hour show 4 days a week.
Probably not happening.
Okay.
You know what? Here's what I'd agree to.
I think you'd be good at it.
Here's the show I'll agree to. Same with SNY. Live from my seat at Citi Field.
Nobody wants
getting ready for a game. I talk baseball.
Nobody wants that.
Okay, then there's no show. That's it.
Here's what I do for
you. Done. Goodbye.
I'm going to get you a one-hour show from 10 to 11.
No.
All right? We're going to pay you, plus minus my percentage, of course, pay you $250.
Are you trying to get $250? What?
$250,000.
Like you're going to say $250 per episode.
Make you $250,000.
Would I do that?
Yeah.
Probably not enough money.
Wow. My man's making bank.
It's not about making bank.
Yeah,
it's a fact.
You
I don't want to get up at 7 a.m.
How do you say no to $250,000?
Watch.
Ah.
No.
I came back here for less.
I take my kids to the bus every day. I'm not giving that up.
The kids don't go to the bus at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, they go to the bus at 8 o'clock in the
morning.
Right,
and then you go right to Sea Caucus.
I just fly right over there?
Yeah. That's right. You go right to Sea Caucus. You do an hour show. You know, like the back of your hand
here's
anyway.
Here's the problem.
They pay you $250
here's
a call
the problem.
A day.
Forget
like,
the
what are you, stupid?
No, here's the problem. Forget the money for a second. Here's my negotiation problem.
How do you look at the money?
No, because my issue I'm about to bring up is bigger than money. Do I have complete editorial control about what I say?
Oh, because
are they going to get sensitive if I rip the commissioner?
Well, why don't
you tell me?
I mean, you're out.
Because if I have something critical to say about baseball, I'm not holding it back to make suits happy.
Yeah, then that worked out well for Ken Rosenthal.
Well, guess what then? Then they're not getting me. I'm not going to go on and start giving different opinions.
No
I can't
one said
do that.
You have to kiss the commissioner's ass. So you got to be respectful of who pays you.
Well, can I be respectfully killing of him?
Well, I think if you're going to kill the commissioner, you know, maybe that's not the place for you.
Okay, let me give you an example. Tell me if this is okay.
Hey, $250, man.
Rob Manfred, I appreciate you
it's like
writing this check.
Life-changing money for most
Rob
of us.
Rob Manfred, I appreciate you writing this check. I think the idea of some of these rule changes is stupid and comes from a guy who clearly doesn't like baseball.
Whole thing, the commissioner doesn't like baseball, you're fired. Yeah, for cause, by the way.
I did that on purpose.
I know you did.
Just to see.
Yeah, nah, all right, I try to get you a job, you're out.
I didn't want
Big
the
Mac,
job.
You
want
to make $100,000 at MLB?
Sure.
Lookie, do you want to make $50,000 at MLB?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's exactly where I'm going. That's where I'm going. That would more than double his pay.
Got that right.
He would say yes to that in a minute.
He doesn't really need the money either, though.
He married a wealthy woman. Yeah.
That's true.
Well, don't touch other people's money.
True.
There's a lot of people that don't need the extra money, but, you know.
But they work.
Yeah.
Well,
every
people,
2 weeks, they want that paycheck.
I know
paycheck
a lot of people
cash.
Have a lot of money who just don't like to be home.
So I don't know anybody that wants to be home.
So if that's you, so you just want to take any job possible just to not be home, I get it. I'll help you out. $35,000 for you to do that job.
He can produce my show.
15. Well, by the way, we'll pay you 50 total. You guys figure out how to split it. How's that? I'll call Rob Manfred right now. You guys want to do a tryout show for them?
Yes.
All right.
So you have no issue bending your beliefs, too? Like, you're going to just proudly not rip the commissioner if there happens to be something you want to rip him just because you need the money? That's where you are now?
Yes, Evan, that's
okay, I respect it.
877-337-6666. Eagles, Giants. We'll give you the Philadelphia perspective coming up in a moment. Are they taking the Giants seriously down in Philadelphia? I can tell you this. They were very sensitive today to me saying that Daniel Jones is ranked higher right now of the 8 remaining quarterbacks in the NFL playoffs. I had Danny Jones at 4 and Jalen Hurts at 5, which we've already explained and backed up statistically over the last 4 weeks of play. They were very sensitive to that, as expected.
Well, because
as expected,
the city is very sensitive.
And you consider the messenger, and I did start the Foo Philly campaign. Matter of fact, I should have sweatshirts in here, worst case, by Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Foo Philly.
If you really want to torture Philly, you know what you should do? You should wear a Ben Simmons jersey and see how they react.
Yeah, but I'm a Knicks fan, dude.
It has nothing to do with the Nets. It has to do with Ben Simmons.
Right. I'm a Knicks fan.
Oh, my God.
I'm not wearing a Ben Simmons jersey ever.
They are the, that's Excuse the me. Athlete they hate. They may chant bleep Ben Simmons in the middle of the Eagle game.
Sorry, I'm not your guy on that.
Okay, so
I'm not
you really don't
Ben
believe in
Simmons jersey. No, I do. He plays for the Nets. So I'm not wearing a Ben Simmons jersey because I'm not putting a Brooklyn Nets shirt
I
on.
Can't wait for that Nets Sixers playoff series. And all of a sudden you forget Foo Philly.
Well, no.
All of a sudden you go back to
Foo
Philly.
Nets Sixers, I root for the Nets. You
no,
know
you,
that.
No,
I've told you that.
No, you don't.
You know, 100%. To be fair, I only got 2 Foo Philly sweatshirts.
That's
so
it?
Me and you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I do apologize to
Did you
guys.
Get me an extra large?
No.
Why not?
I mean, look at you.
Well, what are you giving me? A medium?
I'm gonna give you what they call a dream shirt.
What's that?
Shirt you dream to be able to fit into one day. Yeah, so I'm gonna get you a medium.
No.
And if you don't like it, Loogie can wear it.
What sweatshirt are you wearing right now?
XL.
So I'm just like you.
Dude, you're half my size.
I'm not half your size.
I mean,
size.
You do have a gut and man boobs and all that.
Yes.
But you can't, by the way, and I'll tell you this, and Vinny, my tailor at Scorantino's will tell you the same thing. When thick guys or guys who need to lose a couple pounds, when you wear baggy clothes, it makes you look worse.
So right now,
when you wear clothes that fit you better, you actually look
thinner.
So
right now, you'd admit with the jeans and the shirt I'm wearing baggy stuff.
You look like you're a reject from a gang tryout in San Diego.
Do I really look that bad like this?
It's not. It's a good shirt. It's a solid shirt. It's too big for you.
It's too big. 100%. Even the pants. You think the pants are too big?
You might be better opening a couple buttons and make it even more casual. And the pants are way too baggy on you, too. You got no ass. I mean, you look like you're 25 pounds heavier than you really are.
Really? No. So this is like having the opposite effect.
Yeah. Tighter jeans, tighter shirt. Come on.
I know, but I'm so comfortable.
And when you go to Philly for the Giants Eagle games, as you're bragging about Saturday night.
With a Ben Simmons jersey.
With a Ben Simmons jersey on. Oof. I guess I'm looking for a new partner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.